Hello world, game overview developer here, and I'm reviewing the notes for the most recent Earth update released in 6,000 years ago. Shit. So we're a little bit late, but I guess eventually rather than never. The last major update was the implementation of free will. It was originally a beta feature tested by A plus E, and we're happy to announce its full release. Let's take a look at the summary that Michael the intern put together for us in the user experience so far. We are proud to introduce the new animal companion and co-op mode, so players can now form stronger parties to support each other. There's also the settlers and community update. Let's take a look at what players are doing with this new feature. Players making communities have manually debuffed other players who randomized skin is darker than hex code pound FFFFFF and have grouped these debuffed characters together with limited resources. They've also debuffed anyone with the XX code extension. This results in the most powerful players running and leading the new government feature. They know that player skins are randomized, right?
Yes, I think so, sir.
And that code extensions can be changed? None of it matters. We found the bug with the hatred personality alignment. The bigotry bug causes some players to be more likely to despawn certain specific groups of our randomly generated character skins. This should not happen, as we are actively trying to take steps to patch this. Let's see here. In lighter news, our company has been hard at work and we're happy to introduce a new item type. Firearms! It's a new technological mechanism that launches small projectiles capable of friendly fire. Of course, I'm trusting that players will never have to use this item, and qualities should be extremely limited. This item is readily available to all players in the North American server. Why? We already have a problem with the bigotry bug.
We were hoping debuffed players could use it.
That's not how it This is another old update, but players from the China server who wish to move to the North America server can now do so. The land of opportunity is yours. With an in-game fee of 500 credits, you can purchase these credits in store right now for $10,000. Your assistance will also be mandatory in the development of fast travel within the server.
G.O.D., are you okay?
Am I the stupid one here? Players could just go to the new server. Okay. So explain to me exactly what's going on.
Well, players from the China server were leaving their player parties for a chance to move to the America server, and then they were working on fast travel to pay back the server immigration fee.
Fast travel testing is one of the highest despawn rates right now, and we're making players pay 500 credits to do this? I'm just trying to understand how this happened. I take a couple centuries of leave and the entire game has gone to shit. Isn't Lucy head of the player morales department? Why has he not looked over these updates?
Lucy actually fell down, so he's taking sick leave.
For 6,000 years! Lucy? Yeah. Hi. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. No. It's been a while. Yeah. Listen, I'll cut to the chase. Who greenlit all these updates for Earth? Players in the Africa server can now also move to the North American server. Players will be randomly selected and heavily encouraged into indentured servitude. Okay, so none of this should be happening. At this point, I'm scared to even ask for an update on this.
Well, people from the Europe and North American server have been taking people from the Africa server, and then they're heavily encouraged to work. It's actually pretty straightforward.
The whole point of the community update was so that the work can be spread evenly. Why are players forced to work?
Heavily encouraged.
What happens if they don't?
They get despawned.
Exactly. The treaty and trade bug has been fixed, meaning players can peacefully negotiate terms of spawn bases and resource distribution. Yes, this is amazing.
Shoot. Sorry, sir. That patch isn't actually due until 2052 BCE Terran time. That's the wrong copy.
I will end you.